Chapter 6. The trial, Gal supposed it to be one, though it bore little resemblance legalistically to the elaborate trial techniques Gal had read of, had not lasted long. It was in its third day, yet already Gal could no longer stretch his memory back far enough to embrace its beginning. He himself had been but little pecked at. The heavy guns were trained on Dr. Selden himself. Harry Selden, however, sat there unperturbed. To Gal, he was the only spot of stability remaining in the world. The audience was small and drawn exclusively from among the barons of the empire. Press and public were excluded, and it was doubtful that any significant number of outsiders even knew that a trial of Selden was being conducted. The atmosphere was one of unrelieved hostility toward the defendants. Five of the Commission of Public Safety sat behind the raised desk. They wore scarlet and gold uniforms and the shining, close-fitting plastic caps that were the sign of their judicial function. In the center was the Chief Commissioner Ling Chen. Gal had never before seen so great a lord, and he watched him with fascination. Chen, throughout the trial, rarely said a word. He made it quite clear that much speech was beneath his dignity. The commission's advocate consulted his notes, and the examination continued, with Selden still on the stand. Question. Let us see, Dr. Selden. How many men are now engaged in the project of which you are head? Answer. 50 mathematicians. Including Dr. Gal Dornick. Dr. Dornick is the 51st. Oh, we have 51, then. Search your memory, Dr. Selden. Perhaps there are 52 or 53, or perhaps even more. Dr. Dornick has not yet formally joined my organization. When he does, the membership will be 51. It is now 50, as I have said. Not perhaps nearly 100,000? Mathematicians? No. I did not say mathematicians. Are there 100,000 in all capacities? In all capacities, your figure may be correct. Maybe. I say it is. I say that the men in your project number 98,572. I believe you are counting women and children.